You pass by George Tsutakawa's art every day, even if you don't know it. For example, the graceful bronze fountain just outside the downtown Seattle Public Library entrance on 4th Avenue. This fountain is just one of the many the influential artist created for this city. But George Tsutakawa's legacy here transcends art. He and his wife had four kids. The oldest followed his father's footsteps to become a noted sculptor. But first, he had to get out from under his dad's considerable shadow. If you've ever been to a baseball game at Safeco Field, you've probably seen the bronze sculpture outside the North Gate, just a little bit bigger than a streetcar. It's called The Mitt, and it's been a regular meetup spot since the stadium opened. I went down to take a look at it.
It's got a big hole in the middle, big enough for somebody to sit inside of and have their picture taken.
It's worn. It's like an old glove now because the patina is starting to come off a little bit.
That's the Mitt's creator, artist Gerard Tsutakawa, Jerry.
I've seen so much art that was, you know, do not touch. It was very beautiful, but, you know, it was just to look at. And I wanted something that people could actually embrace and enjoy and be a part of.
The Mitt really put Jerry on an equal artistic footing with his father, George. It also revealed their differences. Where Jerry's Mitt is whimsical and meant to be touched, his father, George's fountains are more contemplative. George based his designs on shrines he'd seen in the Himalayas. They're called obos, as he explained in a 1980s television documentary.
The obos is simply a pile of rocks erected by the natives of Tibet at a source of water and mountain peaks, mountain paths.
Tsutakawa transformed the idea of obos into graceful fountains made up of bronze orbs and arches. Their flowing water tied his designs to the natural beauty of the Pacific Northwest.
The whole design is based on falling water. In other words, I wanted to use a natural flow or fall of water and not try to force it or jet it or spray it or do any tricky tricks.
The fountains embody something this city is known for, a fusion of Asian aesthetics and our region's natural grandeur. And that fusion is evident everywhere, from our architecture to our cuisine. Tsutakawa created more than 70 fountains before he died in 1997. At least a dozen of them here in Seattle. Even before he gained fame for the fountains, George Tsutakawa was part of a noted group of painters getting national attention in the 1950s. He taught at the University of Washington Art School, and his Mount Baker home was a regular gathering place for local and visiting artists, according to son Jerry.
My mother would serve a beautiful sukiyaki dinner, and there'd be lots of sake and all kinds of drinks, and then after that, the brushes would come out and the rice paper. And this table was a scene of just paintings.
George Tsutakawa worked at home in his basement studio. His son Jerry works there now.
Jerry, what are all these?
Well, my father's had so many public art commissions, and these are the mechanical drawings. And they go back, you know, to the 50s.
The roll drawings are stored in the ceiling rafters. Jerry works under his father's legacy.
Oh, yeah, literally. It's so true.
The studio is where he started his art career. Although Jerry attended college, he left school before graduation.
I started working for my father in the studio. He was very busy with all these large commissions, and I was kind of a unemployed hippie dude, and so I started working in the shop.
He learned how to shape and weld bronze and how to transform a sculpture into a fountain. But it's one thing to learn a craft and quite another to develop your own artistic voice.
And I think that it's often really hard to find your own voice when you have such a strong example and such a revered example above you.
Chiyo Ishikawa is the chief curator at Seattle Art Museum. She says, at first, Jerry Tsutakawa created work with hard lines and sharp edges, a conscious attempt to make something different from his father's gently rounded art. Now she sees a distinction in the intent as well as the form of Jerry's work.
I can't see George doing the baseball mitt. You know, there's a kind of playful sense of humor in some of Jerry's work. But the materials, I would say, is the thing that kind of unites them.
Materials and the family house in Mount Baker. About a year ago, Jerry and his wife moved back into this house where he grew up. Living here, he's surrounded by more than 60 years of Tsutakawa history, paintings and photos, furniture his father built, his mother's Japanese instruments.
The problem is, we don't own the house. The house owns us.
His father's sculptures sit side by side with his own on the lawn that overlooks Lake Washington. George's paintings hang everywhere, even in the powder room. Maybe this fine old house should become a Tsutakawa museum?
It's interesting that my father had some thoughts about this, and he wanted this house to be kept in the family and kept intact, and they actually wrote it into the will.
For now, though, George Tsutakawa's legacy lives on in his artwork and in the lives of his four children.
In the old days, you know, you learned from your father or your family a skill or a trade or a vocation. It could be, you know, handcrafts, it could be farming, it could be winemaking, it could be any of those things. And I really feel like that's how all of us learned in this family. We kind of were exposed to it and followed up and continued some of those traditions.
In Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.